All right, now you can hear me. So, welcome to our class once again. For anyone visiting, we're going through kind of an overview of the scriptures of the Bible. We're trying to organize it or look at it in an organized way that will help us kind of keep it in mind and memory, so that whenever a topic comes up, or a conversation, maybe with someone, or in Bible class, or wherever it is, you can place it in a chronological, you know, time period, right? So we've gone over the 17 periods. We'll keep going over that and practice it some more today. But I wanted to kind of drop back for just a moment. The handout that we gave, it's been a couple of more weeks ago. There was it was about, I don't remember, 4 or 5 pages. And that provided what we're calling the first cycle, the second cycle, and the third cycle. Okay? And I wanted to kind of go over that for just a minute. And the way Brother Waldron approached this way back when we started this. So, the first cycle, and it's there on the screen for you. The first cycle is just what we did the last class together when I taught, right? Those 17 periods, those big, large divisions that provide just a real basic outline for us, right? Before the flood, scattering of the people, the patriarchs, all the way down from the Old Testament through the New Testament. Gives us that big, big outline. So that's the first cycle. Once you've got that down, then we're through with that first cycle, right? Now, in that handout, and this is it right here, you'll notice that I did go ahead and we go ahead and provide just a little bit of what's in that period. And it's just a sentence or two, sometimes more. But that's in there just to get us going for those that are really unfamiliar with the Bible story. All right? So that's the first cycle. The next cycle, the second cycle, is taking those big 17 periods and then just attaching or putting just a couple of things in there of what happened in that during that period. Real basically, before the flood, what would be the one thing in there that you can imagine? Creation, right? So creation, you know, maybe Adam and Eve, whatever those big topics or the big stories, historical events that go in those periods. All right, so I'll scroll down. And by the way, when you look at this in that handout, the first cycle, that cycle one, is just a single page. Right, it's just one page of those 17 things. Then the second cycle is just putting some of the events into it, and that's what we're going to be going over as well here. And this is a very engaging few classes that we're going to have together. There's going to be 3 or 4 classes that we're going to do this with. Once we do these 4 classes, I think it is, including tonight, then we're going to jump back over into the history and geography, right? So we'll do some more of that history and geography for a while. We'll stick in one of these classes as kind of a reminder and kind of a refresher somewhere in the middle of it, okay? But we'll go over this for about 4 classes, then we'll jump back over into the history and geography with Scott and Trent for the most part. So here's the second cycle, and as you look down through there, you can see, now, I put sometimes, and I kind of made this, so you can edit it ad nauseum. and make it your own, kind of a, as far as putting in some of these major points. You may remember a particular story, or you may just want to remember, you know, I know this story. Where does that fit in this thing? Right? So, find out where that is, and just stick it in here and modify this and use that for your own. So, for example, under the flood, there's not a whole lot more things that happen during the period of the flood, right? There's not terribly. There's the warning of the flood. The people are wicked. God decides to destroy it. You know, the flood itself, the warning of it, the flood. And then the covenant with Moses, right, or with Noah, right after that. And the rainbow covenant, right? That's right in there. So, whatever you want to remember and put in there, as far as those things that just stick out to you and are kind of easy maybe for you, whereas other things may not be. So that's the second cycle. Now, you can see down through here, like with the Exodus, I went overboard in my copy here. So what you could do is just strike out, you know, some of the detail that may not, because what I want it to be, I want this to be the 17 period, just learn that, memorize that, and then I want this second cycle to be pretty easy as well, right? That's just things that are in there that just, you know, come to mind. So if you get too bogged down in the details at cycle number two, you know, and you get frustrated with yourself of not remembering all of what I put on this list, I don't want that. I don't want you to get frustrated by any means. I want this to be most helpful for you. So in the Exodus, you can choose some of the things and just highlight it, you know, the things that you want to remember. You know, the Exodus, you know, obviously they're in bondage. You might choose that. The 10 plagues is a big one. They're all at Mount Sinai they're at Mount Sinai for a year, right? I mean, they're there for a long time at Mount Sinai, so that's kind of a big thing during this period. Now, obviously, when they, again, the beginning of these periods and the ending of them is up for debate, right? Because in the Exodus, well, by the time they get to Mount Sinai, they've kind of exited. They have exodus-ed, right? But we go, it just sort of makes sense in some of our minds to include Mount Sinai in the period of the Exodus. And the last event that concludes the Exodus, as we've kind of set forth here, is at Kadesh Barnea, right? So they've left Mount Sinai, they get to Kadesh Barnea. What do they do at Kadesh Barnea? They're at the southern part of the promised land that God has said, go get. I've given it to you, go in and take it. And at Kadesh Barnea, what do? To start that process? They send in those 10 spies, right? So you could just call this the 10 spies. Instead of Kadesh Barnea, you could just say 10 spies, if that's the memorable part. So that's when all of a sudden, as a collective, they decide, yeah, we can't do this. They didn't have confidence. They didn't have trust in God. And that's where God punishes them, and we roll into the next large period after the Exodus, which is wandering in the wilderness, because God punished them. They had to wander in the wilderness. And what was the objective? What was the reason? What was God allowing to happen during that time? All the ones who had made that decision, except for those 20 and under, were going to die. They were not going to be allowed to go into the promised land anymore. They had had their shot at it, and they didn't trust God. So that whole, everybody 20 and older, they were going to die during this time period. And so in this time period, you might look at some of these things that are really big items in there. Maybe big for me, maybe not for you. But some of the things that happen in there, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. That's a good story to remember. And it's in this period. Like we said, the vast majority of these folks, older than 20, they were all dying. So look at who dies. Aaron dies. Moses dies. Miriam dies during this time. So several things happen. So there's some of the events. Balaam, you remember the story of Balaam and the donkey? It's a very, memorable story that occurs during this time frame as well. All right. So, we just keep going down through here, and we won't take the time to go through all these at this moment, but you can see, some of the big things. The invasion and conquest, pretty simple. You got the central campaign, the southern campaign, the northern campaign. Then they divide up the land. So that's during that period. The judges, if you memorized all the judges at some point in your life as a kid or otherwise, then the judges period is really easy. It's just a list of those judges there. United Kingdom, pretty straightforward as well. Divided Kingdom, there's a lot of divisions, and eventually, you might say, okay, in the Divided Kingdom, you got Israel in the north and Judah kingdoms, the two separate, they divided. And a pretty good outline. It's a little bit detailed, so we'll save that for another cycle. But a pretty good outline would be just to learn the kings of each of those kingdoms. And you can kind of see, and learn those. That's not a cycle two kind of a memorization. We could pop that into three or maybe four, right? Okay. So this is what they look like in cycle two. But the real objective here is to get these things in our minds, right? I remember when I was going over these things and some other things, whenever I had a free moment, and Bob was working with several of us, and we were going through several things, and just a free moment, even at work, you get a free moment after a call or something, I'd just write it down. And I probably wrote down some of these things dozens and dozens of times, because it just helps, get it in mind. And then when I couldn't think of one, I'd just skip it and go to the next one I could remember, and then fill it in. And it helps when we go about our days and our time that we can meditate on God's Word. If we meditate on things spiritual and things heavenly and things we want to think about, having these kind of things in our mind, makes it really helpful and pleasant to think about, okay, I'll go to whichever period I want to, right now. And I'll just think about those things and think about what God did, how He showed His power during that particular time frame. The captivity, the return from captivity. He'd been telling them He was going to let them come back. And He did. He fulfills every single one of His promises that He ever made. That's amazing. Because we and me and we as people, just simply, we don't do that. All right. So the second cycle, as you keep on churning through here, some of these things, I would consider more important than others. In the sense of the years of silence, it is very helpful, you know, to have some knowledge in there. But just some big things, you know, you don't, I personally don't get down in the weeds in things, you know, because all of that is just history, extra biblical information. But it is, the reason it's helpful and the reason we even put it in here as a period is because the close of the Old Testament, this is the period between the Testaments, the close of the Old Testament, between then and opening of the New Testament, John the Baptist, you know, and all that, the political, the geographical, the geopolitical makeup, the culture, everything was so different during this time period. It was 400 years. So a lot of things can obviously change in that amount of time. But knowing a little bit of this history kind of helps to know, okay, now maybe I can understand a little bit of why the Jews thought the way they did in the New Testament time, you know, with their regard or disregard for certain other, you know, peoples in their land, because of their history with each other. So that's the second period, or the second cycle. And yeah, so there you go. When we get into the New Testament, it's pretty straightforward. We've got a little bit of a breakout, you know, in the life of Christ, where we can kind of segregate and do a little bit more outlining there with these. And as we get into it, I'll just give you the trick that will help you know this and remember these seven things here, and you'll never forget them. It's an acronym. You take the first letter, U, B, good, PCs, lose religion, will make you lose your religion. Okay, maybe that doesn't jive with you all, but it really helped me because memory devices like that really are extremely helpful for me. So there's a division of the life of Christ and His work. Then, of course, you know, when we get into the early church, it's mainly the book. Now, notice what I have not talked about one bit during cycle two. Have I mentioned really in the Bible where any of these are passage-wise or anything? Right? We haven't done that at all in cycle two. So that's kind of the point. Cycle two, just learn. You got the big 17 period outlines. Then you've got the second cycle where we put some of the events in there. Then the third cycle is where we do that. And we'll start putting in some of the passages or the divisions. And we'll, together, when we get to that point, I'm going to have you, man, I'm telling you, with technology, I use a tablet almost all the time, but I'm going to bring in my hard copy, my Bible, and we're going to actually do that. And we're going to go and we're going to look so that we, with our eyes, we can look and feel where these chapter divisions are and in dividing into these different periods. But it's in the outline, it's in the handout. And you can probably guess, you know, with most of you, a lot of you, you're going to know some of these. But we tried, you know, those divisions, we tried to be really, you know, conscientious of those divisions. And I tell you what, and I said this in the first class, this outline, this way of kind of remembering and learning, it is extremely, extremely helpful. And has proved very beneficial in my life and I know others. All right. So, yeah. Now, so that's kind of going over. And, by the way, if you didn't get one of those handouts, just go ahead and raise your hand. Mr. Jeremy will come around with one. I made about 20 more copies. If you got one before, just hang on. We'll have some more made up too as well. So we don't need them necessarily today. And by the way, I almost prefer, at least during this class, not to really even have that copy. Because what I want, what I like for us to do is to use our minds during this class. Because if we go over this and we start saying these together, if we start saying these together, and all you do is read what's on there, it's not going to click hard. It's not going to stick. All right? So even though I'm letting him hand them out, turn them upside down. You know, don't use them. Don't depend on them while we're doing these, you know, these exercises and going through it, because that will handicap you. It doesn't work. You gotta spend time and effort to get these things in our minds. Right? It took me a long time, you'll find out that I will make mistake after mistake, as you'll see clearly. Huh? Okay. Make sure you punch one-sided to double-sided if you're using that one, and collate it. Otherwise, you'll be sitting there collating 8 pages. All right. All right. Let's go over this just for a minute here. It does not like... Uh-oh. Kind of slow on the uptake. All right. Let's go over these a little bit. Again, the first cycle, the 17 periods, we'll say these together. I'll give you a glimpse of them. So I'll give you 30 seconds to memorize the list if you haven't already. Now, so these are those big 17. This is the first cycle. Part of the design of this class is actually to help catch us up as the adults, is to catch us up in this particular material, because I think all of our kids back there, maybe not all, but almost all of our kids back there, they know this. I mean, they know this. So if you're sitting here thinking, I don't know this, I haven't got these memorized, perfectly fine. But after this class, I sure hope, and it's my desire for you to know this. And remember my threat. Who remembers my threat? I may have the 4- and 5-year-old class to come out here and start pinging anybody out here to say these things and see if y'all can pass their test. Maybe. We'll see. All right. So, I've given you more than 30 seconds to look at that list while I was rambling on. All right. So, all right. So, before the flood, gathering of the people. Excellent. All right. Excellent. I don't expect everybody to know this right off the, you know, just, you know, and you will hear me mess this up just because it's the way my mind works or doesn't work. But for the next class, have these things memorized so that when you come in, we can keep on rolling in the next classes. Now, as part of this, we're gonna work on this together, because I didn't see everybody's lips moving. All right, so, is that visible? Pretty good. All right, so before the flood, scattering of the people, patriarchs, Exodus, wandering in the wilderness, invasion and conquest, judges, United kingdom, divided kingdom, Judah alone, captivity, return from captivity, years of silence, life of Christ, early church, letters to the Christian. I see a lot of you looking at me and not looking at the board. Excellent way to see if you've got it locked in, right? So, very good. Now, all right. Mr. Crafton, pick a number from 1 to 17. 15. All right. Nice. All right. By the time we say this list 17 times, erasing one at a time, we may speed it up a little bit. You may have memorized this by the end of this class period, right? So, and the first few are kind of easy, right? Before the flood, then the flood. Bam, bam. Right? Down at the end, Mr. Crafton picked one of the easy ones, life of Christ, then the early church, and then the letters to the Christians, all the New Testament there, right? Okay, so let's say it together. Before the flood, scattering of the people, the patriarchs, Exodus. All right? Yeah, absolutely. Look up at the ceiling if you think you're getting them, all right? And not looking at the outline. Okay? All right, Mr. Harold, pick another one. You've got these memorized already. Do you? All right, give us a number. 10. Nice even number. You've got the divided kingdom. All right. We got it. All right, it's locked in. Everybody can remember it. All right. Before the flood, scattering of the people, patriarchs, Exodus, wandering in the wilderness, invasion and conquest, Judges, United Kingdom, Divided Kingdom. All right. Excellent. Mr. Shaver's up. Which one? What number you like? 4. He likes 4. The patriarchs. All right. Patriarchs going away. All right. The patriarchs. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how much it helps to have this outline. I'm excited. I want everybody to know this. I mean, the elders have thought this very, very important for more than one generation now. I mean, who was the first kids generation? I guess that would have been a Cameron age, right? That was the first. You were a tot back in Bob's day. Not two, but this goes back to Cameron's early years. How long we've been doing this, right? So the elders have thought that this is extremely important and very helpful material, and so I have to agree. It's helped me tremendously. So. We'll keep on going. Now that I've talked long enough, you have forgotten what number 4 is, I'm sure. All right. Before the flood, scattering of the people. All right. Some of y'all are getting papers. Y'all turn them over. I don't want to see no cheating, Anna. All right. Jonah, pick us one. Jonah, pick a number. Pick a number. 7. All right. He picks a hard one. Invasion and conquest. All right. Invasion. After they wander in the wilderness for 40 years, they go in and invade the land. And they conquer it. Just as God told them He would give it to them. Invasion and conquest. All right. Before the flood, gathering of the people. You can tell that the pace of this class is I'm kind of purposefully slowing it way down so that this part we really get, right? I think it's okay to do that, right? And I know some of you are being very patient because some of you know this and are in the class, and I appreciate your patience and I appreciate you helping out. All right, let's pick another number. Jason, 12. All right. Captivity. All right. Wes, pick another one. We need to get some easy ones, right? I hear you. All right, the flood. All right. We'll speed it up just a tad. All right, before the flood, fantastic. All right, Josh, pick a number between 1 and 17 that doesn't have a blank beside it. Josh knows all these. He's been doing this a long time. All right, before the flood. Okay. Good. Before the flood, scattering of the people. Oh, and I should tell you this too. Because by the time a lot of our kids and, you know, y'all's kids had gone through this cycle, we go through it every, we'd been, you know, historically going through this material every 3 years, right? So we'd go over this. Teachers would go over this, you know, before class, you know, just and they know it. They know it well. And so they were getting really bored with me even asking them. But another step in learning is to figure out another way to look at the material, right? So another way to look at this material, these 17 things, would be backwards, right? So that's what I would have, you know. And for a little bit, they were like, they enjoyed the challenge. Right, they weren't bored, at least at that moment, because they were having to think to go backwards. And then they got to where they could do that pretty well in one particular class. So just make them stand on one foot and say it backwards. So in four classes as adults, I think we should be able to do that. Maybe. All right, pick another number, Mr. Wes. The other Wes. 13. All right. Return from captivity. Return from captivity. All right. Will, pick another one. 5. All right. The Exodus. It's a lot of blank spaces. All right. Before the flood. All right. Excellent. All right. I can actually hear a little bit of tone with y'all. It's like, I already know this. Okay, we're going to have to speed this up. The bell has rung. Richard, pick 2. All right. Everybody make sure your papers are turned upside down. All right, let's knock these out. Before the flood. All right, excellent. All right, y'all got these? Everybody got them? I saw some people closing their eyes. They knew them. So, all right. I'm Looking out. We're running out of time. All right. I'm going to make... Oh, no, 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 no. Hang on. Don't get ahead of me. All right. We're going to make this hard. We're going to do it in sections. In the round. Not really. We'll just do it in sections. All right. Since the middle has the most, we'll give the sides a little bit of freak out time before I get to y'all. All right. Middle. Only in the middle. Everybody else be quiet. All right. You ready? Before the flood... The flood, scattering of the people. Fantastic. All right. Now I'd like for Todd to say them by himself. No, I'm just kidding. That would be evil, wouldn't it? All right. Now, there's not nearly as many people on the sides now. All right. So I'll tell you what. The sides, we'll do them together because we are, the bell is about, oh, it may have already rung. All right. Sides together, last time. Ready? Before the flood. Thank y'all very much for participating with me. Learning this is fun. I enjoyed it. I like doing it together. I get a kick out of it. I hope y'all enjoyed it. We'll keep doing this. We'll rehearse them and review them, and we'll keep going on Sunday. Thank y'all.